This summer, I started talking and hanging out again with an ex, and we're in all of these conversations. Are we dating or are we not dating? Do we love each other or not at all? And decided that a road trip was a wonderful time to kind of flush out all of these questions. So I drove from Baltimore up to New York, and he drove from Cleveland to New York, which is where we had met and lived at one point. And from there, we headed north. And we knew we were going to Maine and probably Canada after that, but we hadn't come up with many details. So after crossing into Maine, I was really rooting to go to Halifax, Nova Scotia, which I had heard was a great town. He thought Quebec made more sense because it's closer. Montreal is just a few hours away. And I think we went back and forth on a single highway three times, arguing over which city before I won, and we ended up going to Halifax, which is a great city, and everyone should go, and you should fly there because it's really, really far away. And we drove from Maine to Halifax with our couple detours for a day and a half, basically, and spent maybe 12 hours in Halifax before having to turn around and drive back. It's so far away. So we had a mostly good time besides some of the arguing, and we're heading back down to the States. So you probably have experienced crossing an international border. When you go into Canada, the people at the crossing the border gate are so sweet. Oh, what are you doing here? Have a wonderful time in Canada. You're going to Halifax? Try these restaurants out. And then coming into the States, it's not as sweet and welcoming. So my ex had been driving, and we were maybe 10 miles or so to the border, and he pulled over and said, "You get into the driver's seat." And I was like, "Why do I have to do this?" And he said, "Because I'm Indian, and I have a beard right now, and I look like a terrorist." So he wanted me, the white girl, sitting in the driver's seat when we crossed the border. I don't think he looks like a terrorist, but he has this idea and then kind of takes on the persona. So when we actually reached the border and these deadpan security guards start questioning us, he's giving really short one-word answers and looking totally sketchy, like there is something he's trying to hide. So we're at the border, and the border guard is asking where we've been, why are we in Canada, and we said, we decided to go on a trip to Halifax, and he looks at our papers, and he says, "You just came here 2 days ago. Why did you go to Halifax and turn around and come right back?" And we said, "Oh, we didn't really look at maps. We didn't really plan this out." So we didn't have a great backstory for that, and the cop asks us to pop our trunk, which we do. So I had lived in New York, and I moved to Baltimore, and in doing that, moved almost all of my stuff into my parents' minivan, but there were a couple things that didn't fit, including my slow cooker. So my old roommate had been holding this in New York, and I figured this trip was a wonderful opportunity to pick up my slow cooker in New York, drive it to Canada, and then back to Baltimore. And this was shortly after the Boston Marathon. There's a difference between a slow cooker and a pressure cooker, but if you don't really spend time in a kitchen, you might not know that. So we made this very brief trip into Canada. There's a weird cooking contraption in the trunk of the van or the car that I don't have a great explanation for, except I just picked it up and had driven it to Canada for 2 days. So seeing that, a couple other security guards come over and everyone is around the trunk of the car while me and my ex are just staring at each other, and he has his terrorist mentality on and isn't really talking. And then I see them shuffling some papers back there, and the cop comes around to the window again. He says, "Can you tell me who Chinwan Lee is?" And I say, "No, I've never heard that name before." And I look at my ex, and he's like, "I don't know that name either." And the cop shows us these papers, and it's tax documents of a man named Chinwan Lee. And on the back is my ex's handwriting, and he'd written out some directions when he was at his roommate's place and didn't realize that it was his friend's roommate's tax document that he had picked up. So now we have the tax documents of a Korean man also in our car, along with the weird slow cooker, and no good explanation for why any of this is happening. And so there's now more cops around the trunk, and I look over at my ex, and I'm like, we're going to spend the night in prison. And the cop comes back, and he leans into the car, and he says, so, are you guys dating or what?